small campus.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
What does this mean?
I believe that God has made me of all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing, shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, lands, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger, and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy. Without an inheritable willingness in me. For all this it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey. This is his most sacred nature.
The New Testament reading is from Colossians 1. Paul, the apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, Timothy, our brother, the saints, the faithful brothers in Christ of Colossae, grace be and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we pray for, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that we have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it, and understood the grace of God and truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, has made known to us your love in the Spirit. So, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, that he be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness, transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, whom we have redemption, forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him, for him. He is before all things, in him all things hold together. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Forgive me for slipping into a slightly gaseous expression, but it strikes me that there are really only two reactions to life in this world. To answering the following question, why is there something rather than nothing? You can answer, and this is the pagan answer, that there was always something, and there will always be something. And so what happens to us is meaningless. Our atoms came together from the whole, and we'll go back to the whole, and the wheel keeps turning forever. And so what should our stance towards this life be in that pagan conception? Take enjoyment how you can. For of the wise as of the fool, there is no enduring remembrance. But the Christian answer has always been creation. There was a time when there was nothing, and God brought it all into being at the movement of his love. And it's his love, using the Hebrew word kesed, his everlasting faithfulness, that sustains it day to day, hour to hour, second to second. Even time itself is his creation. And every bit of it is fatherly, divine goodness and mercy. And so, what should our stance towards this life be? Thankfulness and praise. God has loved you. The opening to Paul's letter to the Colossians is a remembrance of that foundation. It starts with thanks. We always thank God, the Father, when we pray for you. Whatever we are experiencing is a gift of the Father. And this Father is the one who invited us to pray to him, to communicate with our Creator and our Sustainer. There's a connection between all of us in this, and the soul that is governed by love is one that responds with thanks and praise. But Paul's reasons for thankfulness and prayer for the Colossians are for something beyond just that simple earthly creation. We have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. It's certainly right that we are connected because of creation. But that connection and creation points to our greater hope. We can have faith that the God who so blessed us in creation still works on the basis of that same love. That love is fully expressed right there in Christ, the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit. The very fact of faith and hope is evidence that the gospel being made known to us by love in the Spirit. We've been connected to God's work in the new creation as well. And the soul's response to that is thanks and praise. But the stuff that we face in this world, it can't all be fatherly, divine goodness and mercy. Yes, All those things that Luther lists are great. But there's all kind of evil, right? Luther says he guards and protects me against all evil. Yet there's suffering. Paul's prayer. From the day we have heard, I think addresses some of it. He's delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his Son. This has already happened. Calls for thankfulness and praise. But it ripens. It grows in time. In this old creation. Paul's prayer is that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Sometimes good works and the knowledge of God only increase through all endurance and patience with joy. It's easy to give thanks for all the good stuff. But all of that good stuff of this old creation is eventually taken away from us anyway. At the end of life, all we have is our Creator. Is God enough? Do we have the joy of thinking, of sharing in the inheritance of the saints in light? Is the soul's response to that thanks and praise? Or are we holding on to some temporal earthly joy? Our inheritance, our eternal inheritance, is Christ. All things were created through him and for him. In him, all things hold together. The pagan response is that all things fall apart. All things fade away, and we lose enjoyment of anything. We ourselves fall apart. The Christian response is that all things hold together in Christ. They are held together by his love, his counsel, his everlasting faithfulness to his creation. For this love, our response is thankfulness and praise. God has loved and continues forever to love you. Amen.